Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. You're in for a treat. We've got this past Sunday night's live call-in show that was with Mike Bankhead, captain of the Be Our Guest podcast Lizards. We talk a lot of Run Disney during tonight's show, but we also talk about the fall happenings down at Walt Disney World. For example, one of our good buddies, Bob, leads off the show. He was just back from Walt Disney World the day before. Gives us a quick trip report of what it was like down there here in mid-September. And we just have a good time talking Disney. So we hope you enjoy today's show. Don't forget, the show is brought to you three different ways by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today and help the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. They're over at themagicforless.com. Free way to support the show. Use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little extra content in your week, come support the show on Patreon. We're over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. This is Mike Roman here from the Be Our Guest Podcast, wishing everybody a very happy Sunday night if you're joining us live here on Facebook and YouTube. Thanks for dropping in and carving out some time between football games. We try to squeeze it in here between the late afternoon games and the Sunday night game. I know how it is. Or if you're not into football, it's time to say, where'd that weekend go? Man, I got lesson plans. I got stuff to do for Monday. Either way, we're just going to take up an hour of your time. We're going to have a good time wrapping up the weekend, talking Disney, talking some Run Disney, but just, getting together as a podcast family. Of course, we have the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards with Last Time I Looked. Over 2,300 folks in the Facebook group. That is incredible. And leading us all, we're heading down to South Carolina. We got my buddy and yours, the captain, Mike Bankhead. Mike, how you been?
Doing great.
Glad to have you on tonight. So what's up in your corner of the world? We haven't caught up here in a couple of months.
Well, I guess I've been to Disney since I talked to you, and you as you've been, and ramping up the training for – I'm still training for Dopey, still my first Dopey, and still got it in my mind that we're going to get it done. So we're doing our ramping that up now.
That's, we've had this conversation a lot over the past couple of months on speculation for marathon weekend. And my dad and grandpa always told me, you can speculate all you want, but it ain't going to, it's not going to change the outcome. So don't waste a ton of energy on it. But that's what we do. I mean, if you're a Disney fan, you're a sports fan, that's you spend half your life doing that. But, what I've come to the conclusion about 2-3 months ago is that, I always see the sunny side of things. I try to be very optimistic. But my mindset for marathon weekend, before we get to the calls and talk about all this stuff, because I think that's the elephant in the room, is that, I'm training to train. Whether it happens or whether it doesn't, it's still – It's going to be more of a healthy lifestyle, getting in the runs. It's good for me mentally, especially in this time of COVID and everything. It's nice to have some kind of a plan, a training schedule, just to get through 2020 at this point. Now, if marathon weekend happens, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. But if it doesn't, at least I had some, training, and I've already missed out on Chicago. So, you just got to train for yourself, maybe not for the race, but if it happens, that'd be a bonus.
Somebody posted, I was kind of glancing over here on the Lizard page the other day, and it just hit me. I copied and pasted, and I regret I didn't tag who did it. But the idea of running exercise is to aid and support health, not just the weekend. Witness this response from 2017 when we were canceled. We didn't let it get us down. Mm-hmm. That's one great thing about the Lizards. I know Joe Ficus is already planning on, if you're going to be there, we're going to do our runs. He's charted out some courses, and we can socially distance it. And Joe's already got it figured. The whole Dopey, I mean, if you're doing the 5K, join us, 10K at different resorts around the area. And so whether Disney has it or not, Lizards are on, baby. That's right.
And one of the things, you got to turn, take a lemon and turn it into lemonade sometimes, as they say, is that one of my favorite memories still to this day, and I've done, 6 full marathons, 5 dopeys at this point, But my favorite race, and I've done a lot of races. I did the Tower of Terror races, you know, Wine and Dines, the Princesses and stuff, Star Wars. But my favorite race, honestly, was the time that you mentioned, 2017, the half marathon, the unofficial half marathon, where Paige and Scott and I just got out. We ran the boardwalk back and forth to the studios about four or five times. We kept seeing friends coming, you know, coming and going as we crossed our paths, and we were getting drenched because it was still pouring. And still one of my favorite memories ever, because people were just rallying. You know, you were making the best out of a bad situation. So if it comes to that, it'll be another memory. You know, it'll be something special.
Yeah, and that's, like I say, that's the foundation of the Lizard. We'll make something out of it.
That is. All right, so if you want to give us a call, because I don't want to hog the conversation here because we have a limited time. So it's 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. I know, folks, we're trying to call in. And then I got to yakking, so of course, Skype hung up on them. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. We'll punch you right through. I did see my buddy Scotty G ran a half marathon in person this morning. How's that?
And did a quite a nice time, if I must say so. I believe he broke the 3 hour with very little training and doubting himself at the beginning. So that shows you right there.
Yeah, and
you can do it.
And he ran like 13.9 miles. I haven't really got to talk. I've texted him a couple times. I don't know if he got lost or if like the course was like not measured right or what was going on.
That's like those stickers got like 14.6. Yes, I got lost on my half.
Because I looked at his time like, he broke 3 hours. Heck, he almost went 14 miles. It was great. That was really good. He cracks me up. All right, we have our first call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Bob from Massachusetts.
Hey, Bob. Just back from Walt Disney World.
Yeah, we got back around close to midnight last night. So just called in to say hello. Great trip. So, I mean, it's a little busier than last month. We went last month, and it's...
If you want to get a taste of Disney, follow Monorail Bob.
Yes, absolutely.
When he
jealous.
Goes on his trips, you're with him.
So yeah, no, it's great to talk. So usually we catch you and Leanne around World Showcase. You going to Food and Wine this year?
Oh, all those... We were supposed to go. This is the first Disney trip I've ever canceled. Was last week. We were supposed to be. We had achieved ultimate in DVC. We had the concierge club level Animal Kingdom Lodge rooms that we had to give up. Yeah. So we were supposed to be there. Could have been there with you and Ginger and said hello. But that was a killer. That was a killer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, we things have definitely changed a lot this trip. Last week, it was our 30th anniversary. We were supposed to be at Grand Floridian, but the NBA was there, so we booked cash like we did 30 years ago, so. But, you know, I mean, we adjusted. We went to Boardwalk. We had a great time, so.
Well, hey, happy anniversary. And plus, you know, you would have fit in just like, you know, you're almost as tall as the NBA players. You know, I mean,
I would have been like, nobody knows. I would have been like Spud Webb or something. Yeah.
I love it. A Spud Webb reference because I remember good old Spud, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was a hero. Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just wanted to say hello and just kick off the night. But no, everything's, great that things are open, and hopefully things keep going well. So
absolutely. I'm excited, and I love following along because, it's fun to follow folks that have been so many times because you know how to zig and zag, how to make it work out well. And you also, the thing was, you give honest, feedback. You know, I think it was yesterday. It was your last day. I guess it was yesterday that you said, you know, Epcot kind of felt a little too crowded, not as comfortable as you would have liked. You headed back to the pool at the boardwalk, and that even felt a little crowded. I mean, it's going to happen, but I mean, I like to hear honest opinions because that helps me, you know, with talking to as many people as I talk to just to give some thoughts.
Yeah, I hope they, I hope they keep adjusting. And it's a learning experience for everybody. And, you know, I mean, hopefully they did extend the pool hours at the boardwalk because they knew with the parks closing early, they needed to have something to do for people. So that was a good thing. But, you know, they need to probably look at that with the parks. I think things are busy. People are feeling a little more, feeling better about how the experience is going, you know, what they saw the first month or two. And so I think things are a little busier. So hopefully they'll adjust and, you know, extend the park hours a little more. Yeah, you know, an hour or so.
And I think they're doing that. You know, I think that they are pushing. I think I saw the, just yesterday.
Hour here or there, yeah.
And, I mean, it makes sense because the longer you can have the parks open, the more, you know, that's better for the cast members. They can get more hours in, you know, and which is good for them. And plus, you know, if you have everybody there from, say, you know, go to the extreme, say the park was open noon to 4, everybody's in there for those 4 hours, absolutely. But if you open it from 8 a.m. to, you know, back in the old days at 10, you know, till midnight, the thing was you had the people like Ricky that would roll in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You have folks like me that would be in that park from 8 a.m. till 1 in the afternoon. I'm out. You know, like, we're never in the park at the same time. So
right. That's how I am. Yeah.
So, they stretch the hours out, even an hour here, an hour there. I think that's going to help the crowds very much. And especially, you know, I understand they have to have the theme park reservation system now, but once we can get beyond that, which I know everything's got to get back to normal very seriously, but once we get past that, I think that will help, because once you secure like a day at the Magic Kingdom, I think like I was more locked in not to leave, you know, like I'd worked hard for that.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, it's just like, oh, go to the Magic Kingdom, then we'll go to Epcot for a little while. You know, whatever. Didn't matter.
Yeah. Yep. Still overall, I mean, it's great to have the parks open. The cavalcades are excellent. Those are fantastic, especially Animal Kingdom. Those are wonderful.
Yes.
So hopefully those continue. So, but I figured I'd give a quick call and I'll let you get on to other callers, but I just want to say hello.
Well, it's good talking to you. Mics. It's been too long, Bob. It's been great following you on the social media, and I appreciate you calling tonight, buddy. Happy anniversary, too.
All right. Take care, thanks, Mike.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. For all those new callers or new listeners that are checking out the show maybe on the feed on Thursday, those folks here live on the live show, Bob is a legend from back in the day when we had our V-Bulletin forums. We had the message boards, and he was Monorail Bob, and he was always there keeping the conversation going, and it was just such a treat every day to get Bob's thoughts on all things Disney. Mike, you know, because you were there, and it was a fun time.
It was Disney Chief, Josie Kagan.
All the
names that are still around.
I love social media, but I hate that it kind of killed that because I love the forums. Now we have the Discord thing, but it's okay, but it's not the old message boards. That was so cool. I love those. All right, let's get to our next call. And we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, my name's Jared.
Hey, Jared, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I've actually just got back from Epcot today. I just got here today, and I went to Epcot right after.
Nice. So you're at Walt Disney World right now, or you're home?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just got back to my room.
Oh, where are you staying?
It's my first time calling. I've been a long time listener.
Oh, cool. Thanks for calling, man. Especially during your trip. That's bonus points.
It's crazy. I'm just blown away by the crowds. I got done every ride in 3 hours that I wanted to do.
That's did you see that, Mike?
Yeah, it was
smaller today. I was wondering, with Epcot weekends, you always hear Epcot weekends, you know, avoid that, but say it was good today, huh?
Well, it rained. I guess they were saying it's uncharacteristic. It rained pretty much all day today, between drizzle and downpour all day, which they said, I mean, you get the usual 3 o'clock storm, but all day, but it was great. It kept it nice and cool. No sun, not humid. It was great.
Don't let the secret out. Everybody will be there tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to the place that will not be named tomorrow for my next day. So I hope it's like that there too.
It probably will.
But then Disney the rest of the week.
That's all. Don't worry. Where are you staying?
I'm at Old Key West. I'm an owner here. I love it.
God, I love that place. Oh man, I'm so jealous. You got the palm trees, the golf course, and most importantly, you got Olivia's, which is the place to my heart.
I'm on my way there at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
it's actually my first time.
You're killing us.
This is not right, Mike. We have to get Jared.
Is there any, right. Do you guys have any dinner recommendations there? I've always heard the breakfast is great, and I've always wanted to try the breakfast. As many times as I've been here, I've never actually tried Olivia's.
Really curious. Mike, what's your go-to there? Because I have mine. You know what mine is.
It's been a while since I've eaten at Olivia's, so I'll leave that one to you.
Mine is the buttermilk chicken. It is just so good. It's, you know, it's just like a chicken breast with white gravy on top, some potatoes. And some green beans or something. It could be a little bit different now. It's 2020. Who knows what the sides are, but it's so good in normal times.
With a limited menu.
Yeah. I think it's there, though. I think it's still part. So good.
I'm going to eat there and then get me some Sunday Night Football and be a happy camper.
Oh, my gosh. You're living it up. You're living it up. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey. Have
a good life.
You have a good time, and I appreciate you calling in tonight. And don't be a stranger. We'll have to talk to you when you get back.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to our next call. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Jared was from Old Key West. Who do we have now?
Hey, Mike, you have Justin from Cleveland.
Justin from Cleveland. What's going
on? Hey, Justin.
Hey, Mike. Hey, so let's talk some Run Disney since you have Mike Bankhead there.
That's right.
Here's what I want to know. I'm not going to ask you if you think this race or that race is going to happen, but for Star Wars weekend, you guys have any gut instinct if you think they'll change the course and maybe let it run through Hollywood Studios and through Galaxy's Edge?
What do you think, Mike?
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? that thought had never crossed my mind.
Well, don't forget now, Hollywood Studios doesn't open right now till 10 a.m. So for a half marathon, it would be over by that time.
And where it sits, it's kind of on the back side. You could run right through there because we used to run through there with the Streets of America.
Yep.
We used to come through the actual old studio there. So, yeah, it would be doable as far as the course.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would all like to see that happen.
You know what I think, too? The one precedent you have for that is I was shocked. God, what race was that? It might have been Star Wars a couple of years ago where we ran through Pandora. Was that Star Wars?
Yes.
Before, like right at morning? Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was. And I was shocked that we ran through Pandora because that was tight. And I think Galaxy's Edge would be easier to run through than Pandora was.
Yes.
Yeah, because I ran that race. I don't know if that was 2019. It ran through there. It started in the Magic Kingdom and the TTC parking lot.
Yeah, actually, I think it was 18. Right. It was 18 because that was the last one I ran.
Was it 18?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 19. Yeah, 19 ran through that way too.
Okay. Yeah, and it was beautiful, but I was shocked that they ran us through there because there are a couple of. I mean, Pandora's beautiful and so well themed that I think it even has pinch points. And I mean, for a race, it's not ideal, and they ran us through there. So, could you imagine everybody those? Here's what I was thinking too. Let me ask you this, Justin, because you know about the races. I was thinking about marathon weekend this morning on my run. Here's another thing that causes me a little bit of concern, and this will be a part with running through Galaxy's Edge for Star Wars, is that character meetings are such an essential part of a Run Disney experience. Everybody stops every, you know, half a mile to meet a character. I mean, would they do a Run Disney race with no characters or those social? I mean, maybe they could do the socially distanced
thing
like they did in the parks
yeah.
where you just snap a selfie. Because that's what I would do. I cannot wait in line for anything. I get nervous because I see like hundreds of people going by. I'm like, I can't do it. So maybe they would. I don't know. But the character meet and greets are such a big deal.
Yes, they are. But if they're going to do these races, if they're going to do them in January, they're going to have to figure that out at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing, obviously, for this race in April, or obviously in February.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm envious of you if you have marathon weekend. I wasn't fortunate enough to even be able to sign up because that's the first race that they apparently reduced the amount of entries for. So unfortunately I didn't get a bid. So this will break my 3-year in a row streak of doing dopey. But I wish you guys luck and hopefully they'll do it.
Yeah, I hope so. But you know, like I said, I mean, if I had to put money down, and I'm not a betting man because my grandpa would come back from the grave and whoop me if I was, but if I had to, I would. And again, this is just it's not what I want. But if I had to put like you know some kind of You know, if I had to put a case of Coke Zeros on what race I think is going to happen next, I would say Star Wars. If I had to say just logistically of when everything's going to be closer to comfortable. But I think if they push it, they could do Marathon and Princess. But I would say Star Wars is the first race I would feel confident about at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
So you may have the golden ticket anyhow.
I hope so. Yeah, right. I might. I got Princess. Listen, I have Princess and I have Star Wars, so it's different. I've never done Princess before, so there's a consolation prize, I guess, for not getting into Marathon Weekend.
Princess is an underrated weekend. I've done that the last 2 years, and I love it because it's beautiful weather usually for that weekend. That's been the best weather I've ever had for races. It's comfortable. And it's not as insanely crazy as Marathon Weekend. It's very laid back. It's fun. I love it.
Right, right. Well, listen, being from Cleveland, going in mid to late February to Orlando, anything is better than being in Cleveland.
You got that right. That's why I start running in January. That's exactly right, to get out of St. Louis.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that's all I got for you guys tonight, but thank you very much.
All right, talk to you later, bud. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right thanks, Mike. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We've got a lot of chat going on in the, obviously, in the live chat here, and a lot of folks are running these in-person races. Have there been any around you, Mike?
No.
None here either.
Still.
Yeah.
Still canceled.
Yeah, we have none. When Scott told me last night, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm running a half marathon in person. Well, I'm like, what? Because I thought Michigan was well locked down even more than we were, and he got to run one. So
I guess the space and the coordination. I always think about logistics of things. Think about all the people with the Disney, Run Disney, sitting around doing the logistics and the odds and how to pull it off. Because just think, if they were able to pull off Marathon Weekend, what a coup that would be publicity wise.
Oh,
we can do this safely. We can do anything safely.
I agree. I feel the exact same way, Mike. I want to be in the room because I know they've been having these conversations already many times, and just see. Because it's going to take, this sounds, in the grand scheme of things, with how 2020 is going, to say somebody's got to be courageous to make the call to green light Marathon Weekend. But you would have to be, because you're committing to coming up with a whole system of how do you distribute bibs to 20,000 runners without people being 6 feet within each other? Or how do you get people on these buses? And we've seen the lines for a bus to get to the corrals. You know, under normal circumstances, the lines go on forever and ever. You put gaps in that. I mean, you're going to have every bus on the East Coast. I don't know. I hope it happens. But I'd like to be in the room. Hey, if you have any ideas for how we could do this, give us a call. We'll talk about it. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Wow. This is Emily. I'm calling from Vermont.
Hey, Emily.
Hi. My first time calling in, and I'm a relatively new listener. I started this summer, just wanted something to listen to on my long runs, and found your podcast, and I've been listening ever since and really enjoyed it. And I'm on Discord and the Facebook group, and I really want to say thank you for organizing everybody and getting us talking. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That means a lot, because I know every morning when I go out for my runs that if I don't have a podcast to listen to, I can't do it. And I feel like, when I'm out there before the sun comes up and it's dark and I'm listening to somebody recap Big Brother or some silliness, that's nonsense. All this stuff a lot of times is. It's just nice to have somebody out there. So knowing you take us along means a lot. So thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Totally. And I enjoy taking you along. So one question that I had is, you just mentioned that you felt that Princess was more laid back than Marathon. And I was curious about that because I've done Wine and Dine 4 times and I've done Marathon Weekend 4 times. And I'm hoping to do Goofy this year, or in 2021, but we'll see. But I've never done Princess, and I've read a lot online that it's like kind of not laid back and that there's more, I don't know. I'm not sure why, but I've kind of gotten the vibe that it's more high maintenance or something like that. So I'm just interested to hear more about your thoughts about Princess.
I have a theory, but Mike, have you've done Princess, right?
I've never. That's you the know, only, okay. only race I've never done.
It was my last one. Okay, I got a theory on this one. Okay, so let me give you my theory and why I say this and why what I'm saying may not be true for everybody. When I go down to Princess, obviously this is a race that's geared towards women, right? So there's probably, I'd say 6-1, 7-1 women to man ratio, which doesn't matter. The thing is, I go down there, I'm not looking at most of the stuff at the expo. I'm not buying most stuff because most stuff's geared towards the ladies. You know, all the seminars are geared towards, you know, like women's health and women's, you know, nutrition and stuff. Like when I go down, seriously, I go get my bib, I walk out, I don't spend any extra money. I go to the race and I go to the parks and I have a good time. Like marathon weekend, I'm tempted because there's, you know, there's so much stuff that like is geared towards everybody. You know, I go and I buy jackets and I buy, you know, closeout sneakers and plus the thing is when I go in January, it's only been 6 weeks or so since I've been down to an expo for Princess, so I've already like, you know, spent all my money and stuff like that. And the weekend too, the weather has been, I've only done it twice, the Princess, but the weather both times is amazing compared to marathon weekend. It was just like 70s and beautiful, where this last marathon weekend it was wicked hot on Sunday, like in the mid 80s, and we're running 26 miles. And you know, the thing too, it's a mindset thing, where marathon weekend I always have the full marathon to worry about, and that mentally drains me to stressing about it. I know at Princess, my longest race is a half marathon, so it's not as, you know, it's not something that's like I freak out about, because I'm usually trained well enough to get a 13 in. So I think that's it. Now, there's a lot of people that go crazy with the costumes and stuff like that for Princess, so that might be what people are talking about.
True. What about the crowd levels? Whenever I've looked, at least from where I'm at, it seems like hotel prices and flights are more expensive for Princess than for marathon. And it seems like maybe there is potential for bigger crowds that around that weekend as well. But I don't know if that's actually played out in your experience.
So at Walt Disney World, President's Weekend is one of the busiest weekends of the year. So that's usually either the weekend before Princess or the weekend after. It's usually the weekend before Princess, because it's usually like in the early 20s. And I'm trying to think when Princess is. It is like either the weekend before, the weekend after is President's Weekend, which is one of the busiest at Walt Disney World. It's also, like you said, got the most expensive flights and the prices are high for the hotels. You're exactly right. But if you just go down from, because it won't be over that weekend, it's the one either before it or after it. So like Princess Weekend's a separate weekend. So you just, if you go down, say, on Thursday and come home on Sunday and stay away from that other weekend, the flights and stuff are a lot cheaper. But you're right. Right around there, the flights are really expensive. Well, maybe this year. We'll see. But it's a fun race.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say for anybody, like, now you've done a lot of races, but if I had to tell somebody for their first run Disney event, I would say Princess or Star Wars, they're the most laid back.
Okay, that's good to know. And now now my child's in the school system, so I now have to plan sort of more around her schedule a little bit more than I have in the past. So anyway, just something for us to think about. I have one more question, and then I'll let you go for other callers. But for both of you, what is your one single favorite place to run at the resorts?
Ooh, go ahead, Mike. What do you got?
I think Pop Century and around Art
Me
Animation,
too.
Hourglass Lake.
Except right now, because you got to do the old detour and run the parking lots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to throw that in.
Yeah, I know. Right. Well, because I was like, oh, man, there's a wall. There's another wall. The other, no. You know what? My favorite place to run is now closed, which is so sad, but it's that little path. There's a path between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness.
Yes.
And you would see, especially if you ran first thing in the morning, you'd see like deer and you know, sometimes you see like groundhogs and stuff like that. And it was just super peaceful because all the fir trees. But that's unfortunately not. I don't think that's coming back either. I would imagine they probably plowed it over. So
I ran out to the end of it in July. We stayed at Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge. And I'm like, I'm going to see if I went out there and took pictures of the end of the fence. It's like, come on, Disney. I will say, and Mike can attest to this, one of the worst, and you would think it would be the best, is Animal Kingdom.
Oh, totally. It's the worst.
There's nothing there. Nothing. And
nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you would think, okay, you got all this land, all this, you're on the corner of the property, you know, area. Come on, Disney.
That and when I'm at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's treadmill, which is so sad. But I go down to the treadmill. Yeah. It's that bad, yeah.
Yep.
There's nowhere else to go.
I've done the same at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So,
so sad. It's like,
I'm right there with you.
I know. You think, you know, because most of the deluxes, you got a decent, well, even, there's not really a good place to run at Grand Floridian. Like, I stayed there one night for a media thing, and I went over to the little spa thing. Now, we'll say, you know you're at the Grand Floridian when you walk into the exercise room, and they have earbuds in a basket for you to take for free.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, at Pop's Entry, A, you don't get a workout room or a treadmill, but B, you definitely don't get earbuds. You don't get AirPods. You just get little cheap earbuds, but still, I was like, that's pretty fancy.
Do you think now that they're building that new bridge from the Grand Floridian over to the monorail, or not the, you know, under the monorail towards the Magic Kingdom, will that now be a runnable loop or more of a runnable loop where you can go from like Poly over to Contemporary maybe in the early morning?
Here's the thing, though. You got to watch the security check because you would be leaving the bubble
when you
go across the bridge. Trying to think, because let's think, when you get on the monorail, you get checked at the Polynesian. Say you get down to the Polynesian, you get checked at the hotel, and then you're inside the bubble that whole time. Would that work for running? I'm trying to think.
It's according to where they put the checkpoint on the wall. Sure, if they put it close to the monorail station up there, yeah, that would be very doable.
Yeah, because it would be a nice run. It'd be a really nice one.
It would.
Yeah. It's ironic that, you know, of all the, you know, the places that you can't run are Animal Kingdom Lodge and the Magic Kingdom Resorts. So, it's the I've run around the All Stars too, but that's not a very fun run. But I found ways to get it done.
There's always a way.
There is always a way. Worst case, parking lots. 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Just look out. Count the license plates. That's right. Well, hey, thanks for, I appreciate you calling. How's the weather up your way up in the Northeast?
It's gotten cold. So this morning on my run, it was in the 30s. So it's definitely getting overnight lows already. So I need to break out my glove.
Oh my gosh. Well, enjoy that. It's, this is the time I guess we got to enjoy because soon it'll be too cold and, it's not hot anymore.
Yep.
So just hang in there. All right. I appreciate you calling.
It.
Hope to see you down at
all right,
a race.
Thank you
soon.
Very much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. I hope so.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That's fun. Can you imagine running up there? I bet it's beautiful up there this time of year. The scenery. Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Good buddy Mark Yerk says security checkpoints won't be open that early. Does that mean you can't get through or you can? Or you just got to run fast? I'm just kidding. I don't know how that would work. And now it's like everybody's a bubble expert because you had the NBA in the bubble. But typically Disney started that with the checkpoints. You know, once you're getting on the monorail, you are kind of in that bubble, that security bubble. It's weird.
And it does help the entry there at the main gate.
Oh my gosh, it's so much. They've gotten so good at security in the last couple of years. All right, we have a next call. This is a special call, Mike. Here we go. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, I'm on the train.
You're on the train.
24-hour train trip.
I'm on the train.
So where are you right now? Give us a live update.
Okay, I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, this deserves a country song then. On the train through North Carolina. A good
in about 3 or 4 hours, you're going to be passing by Mike's house. You're going to have to give a woo woo when you go by. So has it been good? It's been good so far.
Yeah, so far it's been much better than it was the last time I did this.
Good. You sound kind of tired. You sound like the train's getting you.
Yeah. No. I start getting excited. So while I was home, I didn't go to bed till 2:30 in the morning, and I was up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oof. Well, that'll get you. Yeah. I mean, I'd sleep on the train though. I'd just take
a good night. Sleep. Yes, that's pre-planning.
Yeah, I did take a nap, but now I'm starting to fade. But I can't go too early because then I'll be up again at 4:30, and I don't want that.
How's your accommodations? You said you were getting that business class or whatever it was, the cabin.
Sleeper car or something like that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's cute. It's a nice little room. So,
a little privacy.
Has a chair. It has everything you need. Yeah. A sink.
The only time I've seen a train is like on The Natural, the movie where they're playing cards, you know, going from town to town, or like Kenny Rogers and the Gambler. You know, is there like big poker games going on or anything on the train? Just boring?
No.
Just nothing happening?
Yeah, nothing. You're kind of stuck to your area. So.
Yeah, I need to try a train.
COVID.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, before I was flying, I looked at a train one time from St. Louis to Orlando. And I mean, you had to go from here to Chicago to like New Orleans and then to Orlando. It was
It
was like 2.5 days each way. I'm like, nope.
At least this is a little better.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least this is a little better.
Yeah. The East Coast is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Laurie said to post a picture. I saw your picture on, well, it was on the Discord,
I
guess. Yeah. It was on the Discord.
Yeah. 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 I could do it again also on Facebook and.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. So, yeah. So, what's the topic tonight? Because I didn't have any service till now.
We're talking Run Disney. What do you think of Marathon Weekend?
To be honest, I think you're going to hate me for it, but they're going to postpone it.
Okay, everybody. We're blaming Alfred. Don't come at me if it gets canceled.
And he's on his way down, too.
I got his address, people. I got his address, email, and phone number, people. We're coming to Alfred.
Yeah, I surely won't get the laundry bag.
I promise you'll get that laundry bag. I got to talk to the office manager. I put the wrong thing, so I'll get it to you. We got him.
Yeah. Unless it's postponed, then I'm not getting anything.
Yeah, you'll still get it. Well, hey, what time are you getting there tomorrow?
10 a.m.
Nice. And you're going to Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm like, I hope I can sleep tonight because I'll be done tomorrow if I don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this happens. I just get so excited.
You're like that commercial. You're too excited to sleep, but you're on a train. You're not like in some suburban house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I have a bed, so.
In Disney sleep.
What was that?
Sleep.
Yes.
Oh, when you get to Disney and you get that few hours in.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I want one of these mattresses. I want one of these mattresses. But then I'm wondering, is it really the mattress or them?
I guess the good thing is Animal Kingdom closes at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
So if I really have to, I could have dinner and go to bed.
Oh yeah. It's called vacation.
Yeah. And then just start all over again Tuesday.
Then you'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. And the next park won't open until 10. So you're like, what am I going to do in the morning?
Yeah. Right. Well, no, it was Magic Kingdom, so that's nine.
Nine, okay.
Yeah.
get rolling about 7:30, get over there on time, rope drop.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
All right, well, hey, I'm glad you called in from the train.
Right.
I was wondering if you would, so I'll be following along. So keep us with some pictures. I need it.
Perfect. All right, I will do that.
Stay
safe,
buddy.
Should I put it on Discord or, Facebook?
Put them on Discord because that way it pops up on my screen immediately. Yep. Just
right, and you see them. Yep.
Yeah, I totally see them. Yep. Can't miss them on my big
monitor.
Cool. All right, see you, Alfred. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye.
Good night, Mike.
All right, bye. Good Alfred night. From the train. You got to love that.
Is this your first train call? I want to know.
That was, I think.
1,700 or 1,800 shows. Is this the first one off a train?
Yes. Tonight I'll be calling my dad and telling him we had folks in the chat from Australia, multiple folks from Australia watching.
Yes, I saw that.
And we had a call from a train going down the East Coast in North Carolina. So there you go. From the Orient Express from, Central Station, Grand Central Station to Sanford, I think is where it goes. Isn't that where it goes? I think. Anyway.
You can go all the way into Kissimmee.
I guess you just take a cab then from there to to Disney?
Yeah. I picked my sister, brother-in-law and sister up there a couple of times.
Is it a nice station? I mean, we don't take train. I've taken an Amtrak once. We did it when Mallory was little. She used to watch on Disney Junior. They had this little thing called Choo Choo Soul, with the lady would sing these little songs between the shows. And so she liked trains. So we took a little Amtrak train from this little, you know, kind of suburb of St. Louis out about an hour west. And then we just got off and then waited for the other train to come and got back on just so we could ride it. But it wasn't like what Alfred's doing. And so is it a nice little train station down there? Or?
Most train stations are older buildings and they've been redone. A lot of them are 30s, 40s, 50s, nouveau.
Very nice.
I mean, they really look nice, but they've had some rough ones too.
I get it. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We're talking Run Disney. We're talking Disney in general. And let me ask you this, Michael. I'll wait for the next call. Oops, let me reset Skype here real quick because it's not picking up. What do you think about these Halloween cavalcade floats? And they're playing Boo to You. How's it smart? I like it.
The cavalcade floats have been a big hit. I would really be surprised if the afternoon parades are done away with and this is the way to go. Because I think it's better for the performers. I think it's better for the people there. We loved it. We loved it when we were there.
I agree. I thought I saw it. Now, I was at Mallory was cheering yesterday. And so they have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls on her cheer squad. Because they don't have enough girls for like one of any of those grades. So they combined them all. So they have to cheer for all three football teams in the junior high, 6th, 7th, and 8th, all have teams. Yeah. So it's a full day of football on Saturdays, and it's terrible because they throw the ball a lot and they don't catch it a lot because the clock stops. But I'm thankful for what we get. But yesterday I was going through Twitter, and I thought I saw that Goofy fell off one of the floats. So
yes, I saw that.
I was like, no.
They did say he walked away.
That's what I thought I saw too. I said, oh, no. Oh, wait, I think we lost our call. Oh, we had somebody here. All right, 407-413-9395. Here we go. I go for one more story, and everybody's like, I'm out. I want to have the Goofy talk. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Amy from the Runny Drink Podcast. Amy and Dana just returning from our trip that you planned for us.
Yes. You guys looked like you had a good... You guys actually turned it into a runcation.
We did. We did turn it into a runcation because, you know, I'm so jealous of all of these people who have these in-person races returning because we don't have any here in Florida yet. So we had three separate virtual 5Ks that we did up there through a virtual race site called Metal Chasers.
Nice.
And they were Marvel themed. So they were themed after different Avengers. So we had one that was a Hulk 5K, a Hulk Smash 5K, and we had a Black Widow 5K and a Hawkeye 5K.
Wait,
you and Dana shall not be defeated.
We like will that. Not be defeated, yes.
I like that.
Wait, hang on. So, Hawkeye 5K, shouldn't that be MASH?
I was thinking OWL.
Should it be MASH?
Yeah, from like
the Hawkeye 5K be
like,
MASH?
Yeah, like the 407 7th from back in the day.
My don't know comics.
Oh, that's a throwback to the television
exactly.
show, right?
See, I don't do comics, yes. But I do old stuff. See, there you go.
Oh, that's true. And it was great because I'll tell you, we ran the boardwalk for the first two 5Ks. And then for our last 5K, we were over at Boulder Ridge and we ran into the same kind of construction issues,
yes.
but it did give us a chance to see the cabins over there, and it looked gorgeous. We can't wait to go stay over there in those cabins. So, but the boardwalk was definitely the place to be if you're going to do a virtual, because people didn't even know we were running, but then they could tell because we had the bibs on, and we didn't even know them, and they were cheering for us outside of the Boardwalk Bakery. Right. It was so awesome.
You should have told everybody that you were there for a race weekend, and you'd have freaked out a couple of people thinking that they missed out.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, man, I didn't know they moved the race weekend to September. What's going on?
I will tell you, we were running behind the boardwalk by the water on the way to the studios, and there were people who were wheeling their luggage out, and they were like, oh, is there a race today? What are we missing? Is there a race today? And we're like, oh, we're running a virtual. We're bringing Run Disney its races back. So it was a great little runcation. And I will tell you, we had more time in the parks planned, but we didn't really go because we wanted to do those runs and we wanted to really experience the resorts and soak up all that those beautiful resorts had to offer because they were amazing.
So you stayed at Wilderness Lodge and Boardwalk. So give us mm-hmm. Which one did you prefer and what were the highlights of the resorts themselves?
I will tell you that I think the Boardwalk, I really loved the theme of the Boardwalk and the pool there. We had never been in that pool area. But I think that the theme of Boulder Ridge over there was fantastic and really took us out of the Florida vibe and into a vibe that we don't normally get to experience here in Florida. You know, the Pacific Northwest, and the tip was so fabulous when you told us that the quiet pool stays open until 11. You and Scotty G passing along that tip, and congratulations to him on his half marathon, by the way.
Yeah, he got lost. He did a half marathon and then some, but you know, it's Scott. Well, Scott's an overachiever.
Well, he's an overachiever. We're not really overachievers. Everybody says, oh, you got to learn and run the tangents. We never run the tangents, so we end up always going over that 13.1. I don't know about the two of you.
Okay, well, I don't even know what you're talking about. So
I don't know. Apparently, it's measured in tangents. I don't. My dad was a math teacher. I was a language arts teacher for many years, so I don't really know. But
I've heard of tangents, I've never known that I had when I started running, they told me there was no math involved. You just, you know, left, right a bunch of times, and that's what I do. So
see, I'm sitting here thinking,
you run where they tell you. I follow the fast people.
That's right.
You just follow the fast people.
We
loved Boulder Ridge, and I'm telling you that the Whispering Canyon, if people are listening or in the chat that have never been there, oh, we love that place. And you could have actual live characters there, is what they told us when they seated us there in the bar area. But it's not characters. It's these two ducks, a male and a female, that come around to the tables around the bar area. And they beg for food, and they're just the cutest. They put on a little show the way that they beg for food. But I'm telling you, the food there and the view at that restaurant is incredible. So we will be featuring it on our show for sure.
Are you talking Geyser Point, the outside one?
Oh, Geyser Point. Did I say Whispering Canyon?
Yes,
I meant Geyser Point.
Yes,
I meant Geyser Point.
I'm there.
Yeah, the Geyser Point. It's just, it's terrific.
It is
absolutely terrific. The vibe, the view, the food. And I mean, if Pam were on the show, we would be talking charcuterie all day. So it was just incredible.
It is, especially on a beautiful night. When we were planning, we were working, you know, getting your trip all set up. It was so funny because I always recommend, we're looking at the villas for you guys, and I always recommend Old Key West. Mike, we were just talking about that a minute ago, because I love Old Key West, but I'm thinking, you live in Florida. That's the wrong place to go. It'd be like me going, okay, let's stay at a St. Louis-themed hotel. That's not exciting. That's where I am every day.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you got to experience
something
different.
It gave us a wonderful experience. Yeah, at Boulder Ridge, it gave us a wonderful experience to really step out of Florida and experience a different part of the country in that resort. And that quiet pool is a hidden gem as well. So we had a fantastic trip, and we can't thank you, and we can't thank everybody, all the lizards and everybody in the chat the last time I called when we were trying to make the decision. It was incredible, the advice and the way that the whole trip took shape because of what you all did. And I just, and Mr. Mike Bankhead, before I go, I just want to say, you are inspiring us with your runs. Dana and I, we hope that Marathon Weekend happens because we want to meet both of you so much in person and get a photo. And because you two, you inspire us and you keep us going and you keep us on the schedule, Mike. Like you were talking about earlier on the show, how, you know, you're training for the health, you're training to for the stress relief and to stay motivated, you know, and it's really to have a better experience in life. Mm-hmm. And the race would just be, I don't know, icing on the cake, but to meet you all would just be over the top of the best. And I really hope that I get to meet you all and some of the other lizards. And I really hope that Marathon Weekend happens.
Well, my wife, Leanne, has asked me probably 15 to 20 times. We are still going in January. If they cancel, we are still going. Yes, Leanne, I haven't changed my mind from 2 days ago. We are still going. So we will be there for a week in January, and we're going to run somewhere.
Yep. Yep. Same. And it's one of those things too. It's, you know, once it's so hard to really kind of, you know, and it's a podcast where we talk and we share things verbally, you know, on the show, but it's a feeling, you know, the races, when I used to do them a long, long time ago, they were just kind of fun. You got a cool shirt, you got a fun experience, but now it's like a family reunion in January, February, April, and November. And then, you know, that's how it kind of started. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you know, all over the country. People are meeting up in Michigan. People are meeting up in New York. People are meeting up in California. People are in Texas. And it's all about the people. I mean, like, it's just like you walk in, you know, you go through the checkpoint to move, you know, before you get to the corrals, and you see the, you know, you see our color, and it's like, well, it used to be hugs all around. I don't know if it'll be elbow bumps or what it'll be at this point, but who knows? It's so good, though. Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, I may be too excited. I may just spontaneously choose to hug you all.
Oh my
when
gosh.
I see you. I don't know.
We're not going to say, we're not giving Run Disney any ideas. No, we will not hug.
No. I'll control the urge, and we'll just do like an air five or like an elbow bump or something. Yeah. So.
The Cardinals have gotten really good at that because they had that case of the COVID go around the baseball team. So now they give the old you know, air five. So St. Louisans, we're getting pretty good at that. So I'll give you the 6 foot air five for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that. We'll get that honed in by January for sure. You all inspire us so much, and we can't thank you enough. Mike Rahman, we can't thank you enough for planning an awesome getaway for us so that we could kind of recharge and reset. And we can't thank both of you, Mike and the lizards and everybody connected to the podcast, for keeping us excited and motivated and inspired, really.
It's my pleasure. I sure appreciate it. And let me ask you one thing, Amy, before I go, because I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
So do you really drink that much coffee that you post about all the time? I mean, come on.
Do I really?
Come clean now. I drink a lot of Coke Zero. You see me down these things like crazy on the shows. They're all day.
Yeah.
Do you drink that? How much coffee do you drink?
All right. I'll tell you how much coffee I drink if you tell me how much Coke Zero you drink. If you put it out there on the show.
No, well, I probably drink at least 8 cans a day.
8 cans?
Yeah, probably.
I would say probably 6 to 8 cups of coffee.
Oh yeah,
that's how much
I know. I know. And listen, French presses all day, and just especially working from home, and you know, we have the coffee so readily available. And I'm telling you, anybody who's listening to the show or who's in the chat, Expedition Roasters is the way to go, because that is Disney themed coffee. That is awesome. And if you have not experienced that, I mean, it takes you back to attractions and places in the park, and it's delicious coffee. And they have tea too, if you don't drink it. But to be honest, probably 6 or 8 cups of coffee there, Mike. I have I have a habit. Yes.
Yeah, same yes. here. It's okay. Yeah, could be worse. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
And tell Dana we said hello, and I sure appreciate letting me book that trip for you. So thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Oh, thank you. You take care,
okay,
both
you
of
too.
You.
See you soon. Have a good week.
Thank you for your podcast. Right.
Good night. Bye.
Yes, thanks for your show, too.
You too.
And also, shout out to Julie, who is tuned
Julie.
In. Look at that. She's you know.
Just California Grill.
Just California Grill. I mean,
yeah,
no problem.
Just drop by. We're a little...
She's in the neighborhood. It's going to go to the top of the Contemporary. It's probably, what, it's 7:55 down there, so probably some lights on the castle out her window there.
And I see Lori. She just bought into Old Key West.
Yeah, she's bumming too. Yeah. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Caleb from Atlanta. What's going on, Mike and Mike?
Hey, Caleb, what's going on?
Hey, Caleb. What's up, brother?
How y'all doing this evening?
How about those Falcons?
Mike, listen. I'm calling you to talk about happy things.
I think we
beat the Marlins the other day by like a couple touchdowns and a couple of grand slams. I think it was awesome, but. Yeah, the Falcons are terrible. Anyways, this is not about that. Let's talk about positive stuff.
Let's do
some Connie. So first off, I'm overloaded with technology now. Now we got Discord, we get all this stuff, and now I'm finding out there's other forms of Discord. I can't keep up. So the only ones that I'm following is the Lizard Discord because that's all I got time for.
Yeah.
And I bring that up to bring this up. I was running. I had a 13-miler today, and I was running. And the Discord page was boop, boop, boop going on. And I saw that thing for January for the FastPass Plus coming back. Thoughts, comments, concerns. That's awesome, I think. That could really help us for January. That's what I'm thinking. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You're the ultimate optimist. I will give you that. Like, you are the – and I love that because I am too. I'm just trying – here's the thing. Okay, I'm a St. Louisan. I'm a Mizzou fan.
Right.
So, like, we've come so close so many times in sports, and just to have my heart stomped on. So I think it's like, it, you know, by the time now that I'm 46, like, I can't allow myself at this point to think that Marathon Weekend's really going to happen, because I know it's just like becoming a Mizzou fan when we were ranked number 2, then we lost to Kansas in 2008. It's just, I don't want to be hurt because I love this so much. Like, I love it so much that I can't allow myself to just get stomped on again. I want it to happen. But no, the FastPass thing, here's what I say about that. I did see that in the Discord server, but there's a lot of clickbait in the Disney community. And while I think that is something they're definitely going to gear towards in the new year, I don't know that they're ready to announce it. But it awful. Now, the one screenshot looked exactly like something you would see on the Disney website, like on the Parks blog. Did that get released by accident? I don't know. But, you know, I hope it does happen. I don't know if one means the other, though, at this point. I'm hoping, though.
Right. Well, I tell you, I mean, everything. So, obviously, I'm all in on this. I mean, this is a big year. This is, I call it Dopey number 8, the Ocho, just because it sounds cool. But, I mean, I really want it to happen because, you know, we talk all the time about this. That's why we're other training nonstop is for Dopey. I mean, it's, you know, it's everything. And I think the fact that, like, we have, you know, Space Coast and Ironman Florida and all that stuff happening, I think that's beneficial. And, excuse me, I remember it's been months ago, like right after COVID had hit, somebody on one of the Dopey pages or something had posted something that Track Shack had and said about what they're planning to do with races as far as masking the corrals, masking the finish lines and the whole 9 yards. And I know it's, you know, it could be a pipe dream, but I think that between that and the fact that marathon registration was significantly lower than it, you know, has been in years past, I don't know. We'll see. And I know there's vaccines coming out sooner than later. So maybe it'll turn around. I hope like the Dickens it does, because man, I went out there to sweat today for nothing.
No, you didn't. Those miles will still count.
Well,
here's the deal. Here's where we're at, Mike. I mean, because, and Mike, I got a story about you here in just a minute. I won't talk too much of the time. But so we're either going to come
or we're going to go out to Wyoming and do some snowmobiling because we've never done that. I've never seen a snowmobile, but Kaylin was like, well, we're going to go do it. I was like, yeah, let's go do that. But I don't know. So we got two good options. She asked me, she was like, well, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. But, you know, I mean, here's the thing, because we're perfect dopey. If they come out and they say, listen, if you don't do it this year because of COVID, you're not going to lose your perfect status. We'll have to think long and hard about that because, you know, it's serious money, you know, to go down there. And yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I love seeing all you guys. And if we did, it would strictly just be to see everybody. You know what I mean? If the runs are off the table. So I don't know. I have no idea. But we shall see. I just, you know, I really want the runs to happen. I can't even. I mean, and whenever we're on, you know, and I watch Facebook like a hawk as far as all the run, you know, the run group, Lizard. And when anybody ever says anything, oh, it's not going to happen. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Well, then the other night on one of the Perfect Dopey or one of the pages, somebody, it was only up for like 10 minutes. But y'all remember when Wine and Dine went to virtual and then they came out with Run Disney, had that blue box that came out and said, you know, we're changing the way we're doing things this year, yada, yada, yada. Well, somebody had posted that for Marathon Weekend, and they had changed the font, and they put Marathon Weekend. My heart dropped. I was like, well, here we go. This is it. It was a hoax. It was like, it was up like 10 minutes, and then somebody took it down. I was like, that's not funny. I don't have time for that.
That's not funny.
So, no, seriously, do not mess with runners, especially.
Yes.
Do not.
I have
heels. No, because, I mean, I don't post on my runs, but trust me, I'm out, you know, I'm on the rail trail, you know, 4 to 5 days a week getting it just like everybody else. You know what I mean? So it's real, but what I was going to say, so I'm going to back the clocks back about 2 years ago after marathon day, me and Kayon, my fiance, we were walking the hallways, yacht club, going back to our room and just miraculously we turned a corner and who do we run face to face with? Mr. Mike, Miss Leanne. These people don't know us from Adam Talisker. They know us from strictly just running. I've never been to their house and vice versa. They live in South Carolina. We're in Georgia. These two people took the time. They saw that we were dead because you can't look pretty after a marathon, at least not me. I mean, I look like walking dead. We were dying. It's just, I don't know. I'm not going to get emotional or nothing, but they're just like the niceness and how, you know, Mr. Bankhead and Miss Lynn come off. It's not an act. It's not a game. Like these people are real. I mean, they are, you know, they took the time to take pictures with us and hung out with us. And I think like the next day or something, we were at Polynesian. And after we ate at the Ohana, we hung out with them down in the lobby for, gosh, I want to say 45 minutes to an hour, just, you know, talking miscellaneous stuff. Like I say, it was as if I was talking to, you know, rest of the soul. It was like I was talking to my grandparents. I mean, I was like, this is awesome. So when, you know, when people are on the fence about trying to, well, I don't really want to post in the Lizards, you know, or I don't know, y'all need to do it. I mean, this is honest to goodness. This is like a family. I mean, and the runs are just like the icing on top of the cake. I mean, I've never seen so much, you know, so much of everybody being close and just everybody is warm and welcoming. And I have never seen any post on any time of anybody being negative. And it's just, especially in 2020, it's good to see that as far as posts, because you never, everything is negative this year. I mean, 2020, let's face it, it sucks. It's terrible. But there is never, ever, ever anything negative that comes out of the Lizard. So if y'all are here, y'all know, but if you're on the fence, do it now, tomorrow, send Mr. Bankhead a request, get here, because you're missing out. So
I did see some terrible political talk on the Discord yesterday about Sauconies or Hokas. I mean, that's like, you know, it's, dude, you know, you that's one of the hot button issues of 2020, man. Those Hokas, are you going to wear the you're going to put on some carbon fibers and all of a sudden like qualify for Boston? I mean, come on now.
Well, now that type of negativity is okay, because, you know, some people are right. Some people are wrong, and then the people that wear Sauconies are right, and I'm one of those people. So yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just, you know, you guys are. I mean, and you know the cool thing is too is like when you approach like Mike Roman, you
dude, you approach, talk to you because you're super nice. Like, you're the same dude at Runs that you are that I hear. You know, I talk to you, and I feel like I know you and I talk to you every day because I listen to you on all the runs. Y'all are just so approachable. It's awesome. I love it.
You need to tell that to my daughters tonight because she's being a little sassy this afternoon. So I need to play this back. No, it is. It's a big family, and you know, just the fact that you take our show with you on your runs, it still blows me away when anybody does that. That means so much. And then Mike, you know, he sets the tone for the whole big old, you know, 2,300 person family. It's great.
Well, the cool thing, because this year of COVID, we can't really do anything. So we went out to Utah to see some national parks this year. And when we were on a lot of the hikes where we had service, I would play the podcast. It was like we were on a run. And it was awesome. So congratulations, guys. Y'all saw Zion National Park. Y'all saw Grand Canyon. Saw a couple other places this summer. So y'all don't even know y'all saw it, but y'all did.
That's not
so
fair.
Congratulations.
I haven't been to one of those places.
Hey, Caleb.
Yep.
As an honor to the shoes you brought out yesterday, I was in my closet today. I said, "What am I going to wear?"
Yeah.
I drug them out.
I have those.
This is not my show, but thank you for taking the time. But speaking of the shoes, the people that are new to the running events now, all they know is the stress level of registering. The old days of stress level of New Balance registering. Oh, good gracious.
I would, because that was back when before I flew, like the whole drive down, I was consumed with how I was going to get my set of shoes that race weekend. Like 14 hours of the drive, I'm like, okay, how am I going to get that shoe?
I remember us getting up at 4:30, going to the airport, you know, heading to Atlanta, going to the airport, and we'd be going down the road, and I'd be on my phone trying to get a cue for the New Balance, for the spot in line. I was stressing my heart out. It was terrible. So
Rise
we got it good
now. Piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. No, for people that don't know, that's the ice guy truth. It was. Like, you had to get on that website, get a little virtual. But then the one year I remember, like, you queued up. So you're in a virtual queue. You arrive and you're at the expo building and you get in this line. But then, like, once you were up, they took you out some side door, like, you know, over to the side to some outside tent.
VIP, baby.
Yeah. It was so crazy. I'm like, dude, I am so getting scammed. But I'm like, I'm at Walt Disney World. I don't think I am. But I mean, if this was in St. Louis, I'd be like, I'm holding on to my wallet because I'm about to get robbed.
It was a crazy thing because I was like, I'm fixing to give you people $400 for shoes. But it was like, for instance, one time I got a queue spot. We got there and they were like, sir, we can't take any more today. I almost had to pitch a little 10-year-old fit and a temper tantrum because I was like, I was all fired up. And they're like, sir, we got you. And I guess I got upset for nothing. But man, I was all bent out of shape. But anyway, we have it a whole lot better now. So
yeah,
I digress.
I'm kind of glad they're gone because that was when Mallory was running and Paige was running. So the thing was, like, if I wanted one pair of the Mickey, the ones you showed, the red ones, which I loved, if I wanted one pair of those, which are $100, that meant I had to buy Mallory the Ariel shoes, and I had to buy Paige another pair. I was in it for $400 for one pair of shoes. I only got one. I was like, oh.
Well, like I said, they're not really good for me to run in, and I would never do that. So about once every month on a Friday, if it's pretty, no rain. I've got those. I've got the Goofies, and I've got the Donald Ducks. I'll wear, you know, one of those to work on Friday. But yeah, I mean, it's just that they look cool. You know, and they have a story. That's it. So.
They were my teaching shoes. My kids always got a kick out of seeing them at school. That's what I always wore to teach in.
That's right. Yep. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all taking my time, and I'm just hoping and praying that Dobie's going to happen. I'm real positive about it. Nothing negative. We'll see. And like I say, I appreciate the awesome running family and awesome running club. It means a lot. So, and you, we really do never run alone when we're out there. So it's great.
Love it. Hey, and if I'm not saying, if I do hear anything going the wrong way, I'm going to send out somebody to Atlanta to check on you first. Like we'll set up some mattresses around your room. so you can just have it. No, it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen for you. It's got to happen.
Well, listen, if you're blowing smoke at my tailpipe, I'm buying every bit of it. And I appreciate the crap out of it. I appreciate it. So, It's awesome. So, anyways.
That's why I love you guys, man. You guys crack me up. It's so funny. You're my people. All right. Well, hey, have a good one. And congratulations on the 13 today. Too. Good job. All right. See you later.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, see y'all later. Bye-bye.
It's so funny. All right. We got one more call as we try to get in here. And let me get it here. Who's our next? Who's actually our last call of the night? Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike, it's Chris from Kentucky. How are you?
Hey, good, Chris. How are things in Kentucky?
Hey, Chris.
It's actually pretty chilly. I wasn't expecting it so quick, but it's probably 50, maybe 55 degrees right now.
Hey, football and running weather, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I wanted to call you. I heard last week that Mike Bankhead was going to be on the show with you, and I started listening in March. I got laid off from my job when COVID hit, and I emailed you hoping to book my fiance and my honeymoon after we get married next year. And then about 2 months later, or 3 months, July 1st, I started running because I kept hearing you guys talk about the lizards, and I just wanted to call you today because I timed it out and I just ran my first half marathon. And I wanted to thank you guys because you're the reason I did it. You guys changed my life.
That is awesome. That is when you're still there, Chris, right? That was the other caller. You still there?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. No,
when I hear that noise, it makes me nervous because somebody else was trying to get it. Yeah, congratulations. And you know what? It wasn't us. It was you. You know, you decided to get out there and do it. But isn't it like the greatest feeling in the world, though? Because I remember, again, I've told the story a couple times on the show over the years, but when I played baseball, you had to run 2 miles just to make the team. They said 2 miles in under 20 minutes was because there's 120 guys that tried out for the freshman baseball team. So to cut everybody to get the numbers down reasonable, the coaches were simple. Well, if you don't run 2 miles in less than 20 minutes, then you're out. Then we'll just look at everybody else. I was slow as dirt, couldn't run, hated running. It was always a punishment. So now that I've kind of come to the other side of that, and now that I'm older too, you know, I'm 46 now, that it's just – just the fact that you can get out there and chase down goals, like I said, 13 miles, man, that's amazing. Like you have that, it makes you feel like you can do so many other things outside of running too. That's what I really enjoy.
Did you?
Yeah,
ever
it honestly does feel like. To be honest, no. I played soccer all through high school, and I never would have thought that I could have run that at once. I think the most I ever did before was 6 miles, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep.
I definitely don't think I could have, but I really, I know you said it was me, but my fiance gets a big kick out of it. She's like, you started listening to a Disney podcast to plan our honeymoon, and now you're running a half marathon. She's like really confused.
Well, now
you're part of the family.
That's it. And so now, you have to get down there for a Run Disney weekend. That's going to be a requirement.
Oh yeah. That's I've talked Sam, my fiance, into letting me do a race weekend. So we're going to book our honeymoon with you. And then you're going to book me, at least me. Oh, I hope she comes, but you're going to book me to come down and I'll meet you guys. Hopefully, I hear there's a lot of you, but a lot of, I guess I'm part of it now. I'm too deep in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I remember that one medal that I had on the wall over there that I said, that was a pretty fun little thing. I'm glad I have my one medal. I've run a race now and I'm all good. And then I'll do it again. I'll do it one more time. So, yeah, you say that and all of a sudden you'll have a medal rack on your wall with, 20 medals. And, even more than the medals, you'll have the memories and you'll have the accomplishments. Because, 13, that's – you've got you can do any race weekend you want at this point. That's what the greatest thing right now.
And if you can do it out by yourself, you get in the Disney adrenaline rush and with the people and the crowds when we get them back. Yeah, it's nothing like it.
Yeah, nothing.
I believe it. I mean, every time I've heard you all go on and do the reports from race weekend, and I was going back. I forgot that you all weren't putting out as many podcasts. You had kind of slowed down recently. And I was like, I'm going to listen to the new one. It'll be up. I'll get my first hour out of that. And there wasn't. I was like, oh, no. I went back and listened to an old race weekend podcast. I think it was You Running Princess last year.
Oh, nice.
I hadn't listened to that one. So I listened to that. And I really appreciate it. I mean, I can't even express. I really appreciate your all's motivation and how supportive the community has been, and and just how excited everyone has been. I mean, every time I remember posting, I've only done it a couple times in the Lizards group, but it was just awesome to have that support. And I was like, yeah, maybe I can do this. So wanted to catch you. I know you're at the end.
Well, no, I appreciate it because, you know, it takes a team, and that motivates me to get up tomorrow morning because, you know, a teammate got out there and did 13 today or, you know, just did it recently like, you know, a lot of folks did today. And, you know, that keeps me going, too. Everybody's got to pull their weight. That's why I see it. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, keep going. Exactly. And if you need anything, you give us a holler. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call next Sunday. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. I hope you guys have a great night.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, I lied. We're gonna take another call. We're going to take another call because this person's really trying to get in. All right, we have our last call, our last call of the night. I keep saying that. Who's joining us? Oh, hang on. Caller, are you there? This person has been working hard to get in. From the 405 area code, you're there. You're connected. I'm scared. Is this Domino's Pizza or something? You got 5 seconds. 405, you're there. I hear him, kinda. All right. Guess they're not. All right, give us a call back real quick, and if it comes back up, we'll put you through. So, Mike, kind of wrapping up today's show. You know, it's the end of September. It's getting into the good running weather. It's, you know, this is really the time where running season in a normal year kicks off. You know, so what's your thoughts to all the Lizards? What's your thoughts to folks out there that are just considering maybe taking up running here in the fall?
Okay, I'm going to use this time. This coming weekend was supposed to be the Disneyland Paris run weekend. So, as I said, you never keep a bunch of good Lizards down. Anthony Wade and Russ Reeves have put together a little event for us. Anthony started with bringing in the Give Kids the World, and Russ had already planned, so we brought it, melded it together. As most of you know, Give Kids the World, they're still trying to survive. They're still trying to be ready for when the kids come back. So they're still having to raise the funds to be there. So we're doing a little fundraiser this weekend. I'll put a link on the bottom of this show, and maybe Mike send it to Mike, yep, and he can post it on all his media. But this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that'll be the 25th, 26th, and 27th, all the Lizards are going to run together. We have a team donation page. You don't have to donate, but if you want to give a little something for to give to kids, that's fine. If you don't, still post your runs this weekend. I think Paris is supposed to be 5K Friday, 10K Saturday, and a half on Sunday. So, but you don't have to do that. I mean, you don't have to do any amount or any time during the weekend. You want to post your runs. And they got a name for it. It's the Super Spectacular BOGP Lizard Disneyland Paris Give Kids the World Challenge for Hope. Those two guys. And there's, if you are a Lizard or want to be a Lizard, search out Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards. We'll get you in there. There's a link on there in the announcements. Sometimes the announcements are kind of hard to find, but click on announcements or where it's got all. There's a link where you can donate to Give Kids the World for this coming weekend. And I want to thank Anthony and Russ for getting this together. And it's going to be a lot of fun. When we do these virtual runs online, people are posting and runs and walks. I mean, if you walk 3 blocks, that's fine. Yes. Post it, man. We love it. We love it and love doing it together. Like I say, I want to throw that link on there. And as we go into the Wine and Dine weekend, we'll have something that weekend. We're already formulating that. We don't let COVID keep us down, mm-hmm. You know. Like I say, a lot of us, there's people that's lost their jobs, lost more than just going to Disney. But you can still do this with us. Like Chris was saying, you can do it. Join us, encouragement, and love to have everybody join.
That's going to be awesome because it gets you out there and it gets that team camaraderie, which, you know, it's not the same as an in-person thing, but it's as good as we can get in 2020. You know, you get to see those posts all at the same time, all over the same weekend, and everybody's rallying for a great cause. And I will say, just to kind of let the cat out of the bag, we don't have details exactly yet, but we're working behind the scenes. We may have a big event with Give Kids the World in December we're looking at. So that will be...
Loving it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Again, it's 2020. It's been hard. Every time I get hope. But this could be a big thing. This could be a big opportunity to really rally together for the village in December, right before Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time we can have these weekends, you know, these virtual fundraisers where we're getting out there, we're doing what we love, we're getting together as a team, and we're... the thing is, with, you know, with the numbers that we have, and it's never been about the numbers, it's about the relationships. But one of the benefits of the numbers is that if everybody pitches in $5 that does it, all of a sudden we're making a huge impact. You know, everybody yes. throws in 10, 15, whatever you got. I mean, it doesn't take everybody donating a lot to really make a huge difference with a squad of the size of ours at this point. So I'm excited, Mike. I mean, I'll be out there. I guarantee I'll be out there. And I appreciate those gentlemen putting this all together for us, because I know that's not easy.
And those two are great organizers. And we've got so many talented people in our group. Joe, what Joe does, every week he posts about the training. Mm-hmm. We've got training charts about how to get build up to these races. There's just so much information that used to be in a book, Jeff Galloway book, that you had to go buy at Books A Million and read the book and find the chart. Now all this stuff's right here. We've got it. We've got it for you. Love to have you join us.
Or you could just do the dopey training for dummies. Just run a half marathon every morning, and then you don't have to worry about if it's a long run day. Because it's
what fool would do that?
That's why I said it's for dummies. It's the training plan for fools and idiots. Is exactly what I do. You know, that's just I don't know. I'm like I think I have a little Forrest Gump in me. I've decided at some point. I don't know what
love
it is.
I love it.
Well, Mike, thanks for taking some time out on Sunday night. It's always a hit when you're on with us, and we get to talk about our squad because, you know, the podcast has gotten to do so many fun things over the years. I got to meet Pam and Ricky. They're like my family. You know, are as well. We've got so many, you know, Scott, I've met him through the podcast. He's my best friend. You know, just so many great things have been brought into my life. But one of the greatest things is I hated running. We have a running squad, and it's the relationships, and it's because of you. So, again, thanks for coming on, and thanks for everything you do for us. You rally us together every day.
It's a team effort, definite team effort.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Don't forget, you can give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BRGuestPod and at BRGuestMike. Of course, check us out on YouTube and Facebook. Just search for the BRGuest Podcast. Again, if you want to become a lizard, just check us out. Just go to Facebook. It's Be Our Guest Lizards. So search that Be Our Guest Lizards. Go to the announcements. You'll be set up there. We want to see you over there. And again, this isn't for elite athletes. Now, we do have some fast people. Some people are just born fast. Most of us aren't. Some of us just walk. That's what I did for a long time. A lot of people, you know, do run, walk, whatever it takes. If you're just cruising around the neighborhood with the dog, you can be a lizard. We can root you on. We can watch that fitness journey start. We can cheer us all together. So you don't have to be some kind of a crazy elite athlete. We love everybody that's getting out there, putting one foot in front of the other. So go by the Be Our Guest Lizards on Facebook. We'll see you there, and we'll see you out there next weekend. So we'll be back again tomorrow on Friday. If you're checking this out on the feed, I don't know what the topic is right now, but we'll try to have something fun for you with Pam and Ricky. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, get those miles in, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.